We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
Just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is our number two of Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here documenting the crisis of our republic, the undermining of our national, state, and individual sovereignty, and it continues to be the 8th of May, 2010. From the deliberate dumbing down of America, Charlotte Iserbeet's book. It's a very, very huge book, ladies and gentlemen. Highly encourage you to go to her website. I'm trying to see just how many pages this thing is. But what she has done is amassed a lot of documents. She's documented the words of various social engineers, various academics, various social experimenters, and she's put it together decade by decade, forming the case of how our young people, how the plan to indoctrinate our young people to a sustainable global society, and how it's all being put together, what the world view is of these people. One of the things she says here, she quotes from Professor George Couts of Columbia University. He is from the Columbia University Teachers College, and he wrote Dare the School Build a New Social Order, 1932. You see, this plan has been going on for a very, very long time, ladies and gentlemen. And we were just talking about some of the things with regard to nature, and he says, this George Couts, this professor, says, if property rights are to be diffused in industrial society, natural resources and all important forms of capital will have to be collectively owned. Does that not sound a lot like what's going on today? He says, this clearly means that if democracy is to survive in the United States, it must abandon its individualistic affiliations in the sphere of economics. Within these limits, as I see it, our democratic tradition must of necessity evolve and gradually assume an essentially collectivistic pattern. In other words, collectivism, folks. The important point is that fundamental changes in the economic system are imperative. Whatever services historic capitalism may have rendered in the past, and they have been many, its days are numbered. With its dedication to the principles of selfishness, its exaltation of the profit motive, its reliance upon the forces of competition, and its placing of property above human rights, it will either have to be displaced altogether or changed so radically in form and spirit that its identity will have been completely lost. Does that sound a lot like capitalism being demonized today? Everything happens today for a reason. We'll be back.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Today in America, you are facing threats of bank holidays, currency devaluation, confiscation of funds by lawyers and various government entities. We at Panama Legal Offshore Law Firm, based in Guatemala, have offshore solutions. For instance, we can form an anonymous Hong Kong corporation for you, get you a bank account, a $1 trillion Hong Kong bank that'll let you own 10 different currencies in your account. If one or two currencies go down, the others will go up. You'll have no Hong Kong taxes, strong bank secrecies, no tax treaty with the USA, no need to go to Hong Kong. Access your funds online from anywhere in the world, and you can even get an anonymous Visa card without your name on it or in the script through us. So come visit us at PanamaLaw.org. That's www.PanamaLaw, one word, PanamaLaw.org. And you can chat with us on Skype or use our encrypted chat and discuss your needs. Thank you.
Welcome back to the broadcast, Govern America. GovernAmerica.com is the website, www.GovernAmerica.com, and my email address is radio@GovernAmerica.com. Charlotte Iserbeet is a former school board director in Camden, Maine, and was co-founder and research analyst of Guardians of Education for Maine from 1978 to 1998. She served as senior policy advisor of the Office of Educational Research and Improvement at the U.S. Department of Education during the first term of the Reagan administration, until she blew the whistle on a major technology initiative which would control the curriculum in America's classrooms. She has written numerous articles and books which detail U.S. and Carnegie Soviet education agreements, which remain in effect to this day. Her latest book, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, which I just read a portion from, chronicles the history of the decline of the American educational system using quotes from the academic social engineers themselves. We're pleased to have Charlotte Iserbeet back on the program today. Charlotte, welcome back to Govern America.
Thank you very much, Darren. I'm glad to be back, and there's always a great deal to talk about, so I guess we've got plenty of time for that this morning. And what I'd like to say is I think that, you know, Victoria, whatever her name is, her last name, you know, there's a communist living in the White House.
Oh, Victoria Jackson. You're talking about that Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, I am.
Thing.
And I'll tell you one thing. let's go back about 50 years when Americans were learning, or let's say 75 years, real history, huh? And someone like Patrick Henry was very, very famous and important. And he wasn't beat up on by the media, which hardly existed back then. But I personally feel that this woman has done us an enormous favor. And that was not easy for her to do under the circumstances where we have a really censorship now of everything. You know, we're not allowed to speak about one another. We can't have an opinion about riots. We can't talk about like we used to. You know, in the United States, we're all Americans, and we'd all pick on each other and call each other terrible names. We know that. Mm-hmm. Our freedoms are gone, basically. But she really, I don't know whether anybody else has mentioned this. Personally, I feel that she stepped out there very, very courageously. I can't even find the words to describe my admiration for this woman, because she is telling the truth. That's what we've got in the White House.
And folks, I want to stop you real quickly, Charlotte, because I even thought about playing that song on the show, because I was pretty impressed by it as well. If you want to know, if you want to find out what Charlotte is talking about, you can go to YouTube and type in Victoria Jackson, "There's a Communist Living in the White House," and it'll bring up the video of her, you know, basically she's singing a song, you know, about how there's a communist living in the White House, and in the background there's, you know, the hammer and sickle and, you know, all these little flags. She kind of had a little fun with it. But she names off a bunch of stuff, a bunch of facts about why Obama is a communist, and you know, just goes down the list of things, and you know, people, she's been really attacked, Charlotte, for taking that stand, because you're not supposed to do that. When you are a Hollywood celebrity, or, you know, even a New York celebrity. I don't know where Saturday Night Live was shot, but she was on that show, and you know, for a high profile entertainer to come out and talk about this at the risk of being a you can lose your career.
Absolutely.
If you're an actor or an actress, for doing this, for taking this stand.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we have forgotten in our country, and our children are certainly never taught that in the schools, that there is a time when you have to take a stand, regardless of what's going to happen, whether you're going to get shot or shut up or put in jail or what. And obviously, she's no fool. She took that stand, and she decided. She didn't just make a mistake there by singing that song. No, she made a conscious decision that obviously took quite a bit of time, I would imagine, to do that. And I personally can't think of anybody in our country right now, over the past 10 or 20 years, who has had that kind of courage.
You know,
folks, look, I mean, you can say, oh, well, you know, that's great what she did, but it's not true. It is true. And that's why I'm on this program this morning, because I'm going to tell you how it's true. We are, right now, a communist country. And we don't even, I mean, we're even worse than some of the communist countries as far as the economy is concerned. We are. And a book was written in the 1930s early by the chairman of the Communist Party, William Foster, Toward a Soviet America. And you can find that book on my son's website. We'll go through these websites later so people can go and read this stuff. It's called AmericanDeception.com. You just type William Foster into the search engine up there. The category is all. The all category is very good. It helps you find things faster than all the other different categories. But anyway, in that, you know, everything that he has recommended has taken place. And the regionalism in this country, which Americans haven't the faintest idea what it is, consolidation, regionalism, et cetera, that's communism. And there's a great, in my deliberate dumbing down, if you just look in the index under Zeitlin, Zeitlin, He's a writer for the Communist Daily World in the 1970s, and he comes right out and he says, he's talking about the need in the United States for regionalism, how it worked so well in the Soviet Union. So let's remember that regionalism, consolidation, everything that's going on right now, dropping borders, sustainable development, all of this, taking our land, etc., is certainly Karl Marx.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, of course, Americans, it's pathetic. They've been so dumbed down. They really don't know the difference between a Republican form of government and communism. They don't know economics. They don't know politics. They don't even know religion. I mean, they're so pathetic. So
yeah.
How are they meant to make any judgments or understand when the red flags are up there? Now, Victoria Jackson evidently is pretty damn smart. She sees it. But the system is in, and it's not just Obama. I mean, it's really not fair just to go after him, because every president, you know,
yes,
since before Woodrow Wilson has been implementing this agenda.
You know, that's one thing that I really get frustrated at, because you see a lot of people on these message boards, and just in the general discourse of society, you know, I've said it often on the show, people seem to approach their politics like they approach their football. You know, my team has the ball, and
right,
you know, they pass it back and forth between the Republicans and the Democrats. You know, but what the people in the stands that are standing watching, the ones that actually are watching, don't realize is that the team, every time the opposing team gets the ball, they
right,
run in the same direction.
Absolutely. And, you know, I've had, you know, talk show guys or whoever asked me at the end of a show, what is it, Charlotte, that you consider the most important thing to get out before we close down the show? And I always say the most important thing is that the listeners understand that there is really not a bit of difference between the agendas of the Republicans and the Democrats. I'm talking about at the top, the leadership. There's no difference whatsoever. And if you follow the history through my book, it's very good, The Deliberate Dumbing Down, because it does it
yes,
chronologically. You'll see that. And, of course, probably the best quote is in Carol Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope,
mm-hmm,
where, and he was, ex-President Clinton's, mentor,
yes,
at Georgetown University. And so he's not exactly, you know, he's quite important. And he's the historian, the official historian for the Council on Foreign Relations. And in his book, Tragedy and Hope, in the back, these aren't exact words, but he discusses how the industrialists in the last part of the 19th century, 1890s, et cetera, got together and they decided that how they were going to capture both parties, that they had to do that. And in order, you know, so that we sort of pathetic, whatever we are, whatever we're called, sheep, excuse me, would go to the polls and we would vote for a certain candidate, but they would control both candidates. So they
yes,
get exactly what they want. Now, that is a direct quote from, no, I mean, it's not. I'm just sort of remembering it, but you can look it up. And,
well, what he said is, he says basically you can vote the bums out. And basically the new team would come in and the same policies would continue.
Absolutely. And, you know, to me, I do believe it's about time that we all face facts on these issues, because leadership of the conservative movement is tragic. The conservative movement has been so penetrated, so infiltrated, that it is really more dangerous than the left. The conservatives, I mean, I'm just thinking in terms of regionalism and communism and the Soviet polytech system. All of these communist movements, right, have been implemented by conservative Republicans.
Yes.
Now,
well, you know, the banking bailouts were started by the Bush administration. That's one of the things that I get frustrated.
People might want to give them the, you know, a lot of documentation that I wrote. It's at newswithviews.com, or it's at my website, deliberatedumbingdown.com. It's called Walks Like a Duck, Talks Like a Duck. And I went after George Bush.
Okay, hold it right there.
Junior.
Let's pick it up right on the other side of the break. with that thought, okay? Folks, but my guest is Charlotte Iserby, the deliberate dumbing down of America. We'll give the websites and everything when we come back. Stay with us. This is Govern America.
If you've ever used Yaz, Yasmin, or Ocella for birth control, you must listen to this important notice. The FDA says these drugs may cause serious heart and health problems. If you or a loved one took Yaz, Yasmin, or Ocella and developed any complications, these pills may be to blame. Call Phillips National Injury Group to protect your rights. If you suspect these drugs may have caused a serious injury, this announcement is for you and your family. Yaz, Yasmin, or Ocella may cause deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary heart attack, stroke, or even death. If so, you or your family may be entitled to significant compensation.
For legal help with the effects of Yaz, Yasmin, and Ocella, call the Phillips National Injury Group at 800-358-8063. That's 800-358-8063. Injured by Yaz, Yasmin, and Ocella, call 800-358-8063. Attorney responsible for this advertisement is Phillips National Injury Group with offices at 20 East Thomas Road, Suite 2600, 26th floor, Phoenix, Arizona, 85012. Admitted in Arizona and California. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, cases of this type may be referred to local counsel for principal responsibility. This is an advertisement and a paid announcer.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Welcome back to the broadcast, Govern America. My guest is Charlotte Iserby. She's the author of The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America and also other publications as well. She wrote a book, Back to Basics Reform, or OBE, that was published in 1985. She's been out there for very many, many years, ladies and gentlemen, warning people about the dangers of communism, the fact that communism is being implemented here in the United States. We have all 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto implemented years ago. And so this isn't just some, you know, screaming McCarthyism, alarmism. Folks, you know, Charlotte, I think really McCarthy's kind of been vindicated, would you say?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's so clear. It's just, of course, he was vindicated by the communists themselves, what, about 10 years ago, where the Soviets or the Russians came out and said that the investigation that he, you know, they involved in an investigation. He was absolutely correct, I believe. Am I wrong? I think so.
He was correct.
Right. He was correct. And there's no way that we can possibly avoid knowing that is what has happened. Now, let me look at it this in another way. I mean, maybe the good Lord, you know, I do believe in the power of the Almighty. Mm-hmm. And who knows? It could be that in a few years, hopefully, we will look back in retrospect and say, thank God we had Obama, because that woke us up.
Yeah.
And that I do look at it that way. I do think that there is an awakening in our country, and I don't believe it's ever too late. He is such a poster boy for Marx and Lenin that it's really difficult even for dumbed-down people not to get the message.
Yeah. Hey, you were going to say something before the break about your article in News with Views. I wanted to give you a chance to do that. If it walks like a duck, talks like a duck.
Yeah. Well, I've got to go find it. I can't, you know, I just was looking for it. I go to News with Views. Are you there? Did you look it up by any chance?
No, I didn't.
Well, let me, first of all, I can remember an awful lot of it myself. But this was, I wrote this about 5 years ago. And it basically, it goes through the whole, it's a chronological list of things, but it does go after George Bush. I think the reason that I became very concerned about was when he put in the communitarian agenda, mm-hmm. you know, where that was the merger of the faith-based initiative,
mm-hmm.
Where the federal government gives money to the churches and to
yes.
religious organizations.
Yes.
Now that's just about the worst thing that could ever possibly happen, because that's the government taking over religion.
Yes.
Okay, so we've got that. Then, of course, the school to work agenda, and his father, George Sr., really, that's a very important quote in my book, Deliberate Dumbing Down, under George Bush Sr., his speech or whatever it was, statement that's in the congressional record about implementing the school-to-work agenda, which is communist. It's the Soviet system where they identify the young, what jobs are required in the economy, and then your children are identified at a very early age, well, how they're going to be trained. That's going on right now, and people really do not understand that this is dangerous. And it is communist. The only way you can tell them is, look, go to Cuba, and you'll find out. You know, you'll see the students being released from school at noon and going to the cigar factory.
Mm-hmm.
Well, your children are doing the same thing now. They're being released early on, and they're going to the insurance company or to the funeral parlor or wherever, because the goal is the Soviet system. It's the school. It's the your children are nothing but human resources. They're not human. They don't believe that they're made in the image of God or anything. They're nothing more than animals to be trained for the workforce, for the global workforce, for the benefit of the global workforce.
They're calling us human capital today.
Yes, absolutely. And so then, of course, school choice. That's a very dangerous area. That maybe you could. I can't talk at the same time. I'm trying to find my article, Darren. If you could that article at News with Views, it would be good.
Yeah, I can do that.
Are you on the computer there?
Yes.
Okay, good. Well, anyway, school choice. Let's. People really believe that that's the way out of the public school system. And the only school choice that is the way out of the public school system is homeschooling. And that means that you do not go near any computerized curriculum that is a charter school computerized curriculum. Charter schools are federally funded, and I want everybody to understand that. Charter schools are not an escape from the government system. They are government schools.
Mm-hmm.
They're even worse than government schools because they don't have an elected school board.
Yeah, I found your article, by the way.
What's that?
I found your article.
Oh, good. Okay.
So, all right, we got to take another break here. So when we come back, we can address this and other things. Also, we have Rodney in Illinois on the line. Folks, if you want to call in, by the way, you're welcome to do that. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. 800-288-9443. We're visiting with Charlotte Iserby, DeliberateDumbingDown.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Back to the broadcast, Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, and we're visiting with Charlotte Iserby. She's the author of The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. She was a senior policy analyst and advisor in the Reagan administration, and at the first term of the Reagan administration at the Department of Education. She blew the whistle. She gave up her cushy job there in the cabinet in order to basically put America first, ladies and gentlemen. She saw the communist system that they were putting in place with regard to our education. She saw that they were adopting the Sovietization of the education system. And she did not like it, and she wanted to warn the people about it. And, of course, that didn't set very well with the people who were in charge. But earlier, Charlotte, we mentioned... You mentioned the tragedy and hope thing.
Right.
And I was looking for the quote, and we have the best listeners in the world, I got to tell you. Because Stephen just emailed this to me.
Mm-hmm.
He found the quote.
Good.
It says, and once again, folks, this is Carol Quigley in Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time. the argument that the two parties should represent opposed ideas and policies, one perhaps of the right and the other of the left, is a foolish idea acceptable only to the doctrinaire and academic thinkers. Instead, the two parties should be almost identical, so that the American people can, quote, throw the rascals out, unquote, at any election without leading to any profound or extreme shifts in policy. Either party in office becomes, in time, corrupt, tired, unenterprising, and vigorless. Then it should be possible to replace it, every 4 years if necessary, by the other party, which will be none of these things, but will still pursue with new vigor approximately the same basic policies. So this, once again, this guy was Bill Clinton's mentor. He was a consummate insider. He was a part of the plan, and he's admitting that there's no difference between these parties. So anyway, let's go to the phone lines and take Rodney in Illinois, since we have some callers waiting. Rodney, go ahead.
Good morning, Darren. Mrs. Iserby.
Yes.
Do you remember being interviewed by Marlon Maddox?
Oh, yes, I do. Dear Marlon, it's a shame he's gone, right.
Yes, ma'am. I've heard that recently, but let me tell you, Mrs. Iserby, Marlon Maddox was, and his programming and his pioneering was very influential on my life and my family. And you were one of the many people that are interviewed, I think multiple times, that along with other, like another gentleman named Samuel Blumenfeld, who wrote the book, Is Public Education Necessary?
Yeah, one of the greatest books ever written on education.
Yes, ma'am, and I did get that book and read it. I can't say that I've actually read your book, but I heard you so often with Marlon that I feel like I really didn't need to. But what the influence that had on my life was, probably around 1990, 89,
yeah.
My wife and I decided to homeschool.
Good.
And, I'm not politically savvy, but like your comments about, if it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, I understand those things. And you helped me understand Marlon Maddox and Samuel Blumenfeld and the many. They helped me understand that the public education system did not have the best interest of my children or my family or future generations in mind. They had some ulterior agenda. And my wife and I decided to, pay the price and vote with our lives. We voted with our children's lives, and we pulled them out of public school.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Mrs. Iserby, when we did that, there was only one woman for, 50 miles that we knew that homeschooled. And when we took our children out, my son was in third grade, my daughter was in second, and my third daughter has never been to public school. But when we took them out of public school, the principal called my wife while I was at work and literally cussed at her.
Wow.
For us having taken them out of school.
Mm-hmm.
And that was back in the day when you were careful not to have your children out of doors for fear of being reported, because it was almost a quasi criminal act.
Mm-hmm.
Not to have your kids in public school. And I just wanted to thank you so much for being there and expressing the truth that you had discovered, and I'm sure there are literally thousands, if not tens or hundreds of thousands of people just like me that you were influential on our behalf. So thank you.
Well, I certainly appreciate that. I do hear from people from time to time who pulled their children out a good 20 years ago, and not just because of my writing and speaking, but others like Sam Blumenfeld, and Sarah Leslie, the publisher of my book, homeschooled all her children. They're all brilliant, and so I feel it's just wonderful to think, you know, even if you just save one child mm-hmm. from the communist public school system, that's fabulous. I mean, you got to remember, let's forget academics for a while. The public school system is totally atheist, always has been, and I saw that when I became a school board member back in the 70s. The first thing that I noticed was in the early 70s, I'd come back from abroad. I'd been gone for a good 17 years, and I joined a philosophy committee in our local town, in our town, for the schools. What do we want for our schools to do for our children, et cetera, right? And I said that I felt they should have a strong academic education and that we should instill sound morals and values. Whoa! Well, I had no idea. I mean, the people on the committee, there were about 8 of them, the superintendent, some teachers, some outside people I didn't know very well. And I think one major change agent teacher, who looked like a perfectly normal person, looked at me and said, "Whose values?" And right. That was when people often ask me the key times when things moved inside of my head. I thought, what? Whose values? Because up until then, basically, even though there were termites in the system from the early 30s with the Carnegie Corporation calling for a complete Sovietization of our education system in 1934, that's on my son's website, very important document there. So you could go back that far. The termites have been working for a long time, but we really hadn't got to the point where we were... The education system was totally destructive of any absolute morals and values until 1965 with the Elementary and Secondary Education Act, when that went through. So that was, I caught on then, and I remember we all had to write some paper for that committee, and I remember going back to finding a speech of Solzhenitsyn's, Alexander Solzhenitsyn, and Malcolm Muggeridge, and all these marvelous people that I had read and understood, and I wrote that. Can you imagine how naive I was writing these memos referring to Solzhenitsyn and Malcolm Muggeridge to the school superintendent and the school board? Well, they thought I was crazy. They thought I was absolutely cuckoo. Well, anyway, so on we go. But I really saw it very clearly. And then, of course, I went through the change agent training, because a retired school teacher approved of my position, so I would write letters to the paper when I was on the local board. And she was a master teacher, worked all over the world, and she called me. She said, "Charlotte, you're absolutely correct. I want you to go to this in-service training on how to become a change agent." I'd never even heard that word before. Now it's so common. I mean, Obama throws it out all over the place. There's nothing wrong with being a change agent, right? Just, hey, folks, why not ask from what to what change, huh? So I went through that training, and I was taught how to identify the resistors in my community. You know, the resistors, well, actually, what I was being taught was how to identify myself. And I was absolutely shocked. I mean, I'd lived in communist countries, socialist countries. I was married to a European. I was really naive when I walked in there into the education system in the United States in the early 70s. I couldn't believe what they were training me. How do you identify the resistors? The resistors to sex ed, drug ed, suicide ed, you name it. Every ed except driver's ed, huh? And then how to also go to the important people, in quotes, in the community, and these are good people. I don't mean to be going after them, but they're pretty dumb in a way. With the Rotary, the Garden Club, the Chamber of Commerce, you go on and on, you know, these groups in our community, those are the important people. Go to them and convince them of the need to put a sex ed program into your school system, even though there isn't any indication whatsoever of a problem with sexual permissiveness in your community. So,
in other words, go to the pillars of the community the high profile individuals, the most influential people,
right.
Convert them to the agenda that you want to put into place,
exactly.
So that they'll clamor for it, they'll push it, and if you can get them to support it, you can get the rest of the people to follow along.
Oh, absolutely, and that was the other thing. I think the first thing I talked about was that on the philosophy committee, and then this particular when I went to the training to become a change agent, and you know, from that time on, I really just got on my white horse. The horse is very dirty now, and you know, people will ask me always, Charlotte, how do you keep going? I mean, Why do you keep doing it? And then they give me big compliments and everything. It's wonderful what you're doing, and thank you very much. And that's awfully nice, and I do appreciate that. But I'm really not a wonderful person. I'm not trying to be humble here. I will tell you why I did what I did from 1975 to the year 2010. Why I've been on this very dirty horse. And that's because I plain got mad. And sort of like Victoria Jackson, I became very angry when I saw, first of all, what they were doing to destroy morality and our form of government and to do it to our children. I just became incensed.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe because I had lived in countries that were people had lived under these totalitarian regimes, and I knew what the goal was and what kind of a future was going to be created for our children. And I got just plain mad, and I'm just as mad now. Now, I suppose you have to have some background in religion. You have to have some beliefs in order to get mad. I suppose if I didn't believe in God and Jesus Christ and our wonderful Constitution, all these things, I probably wouldn't have gotten that mad. But anyway, that's really what happened, and I think probably there are people in your audience there, Darren, who have had the exact same experience. You know, I'm probably just repeating, they're all nodding their heads. Yes, and but I think what I want to say here is that we've got some time this morning to go through all these things. I believe everything that we're talking about this morning and the research is available at, I want to give these two websites out and do a little bit of housekeeping at
sure.
Break coming up. Is there a break coming up? We can do it after?
No, we got some time.
Okay, fine. The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, my book, is also, for those who don't want to buy it, it is a free download at deliberatedumbingdown.com. Now, also, because I am so concerned that we get this information that's in this book out to as many people as possible, I don't have very many copies of that book left. I've been selling it like mad lately because I cut the price really down below cost. And I want people to know that. They can order it. The book, the soft cover ordinarily is $40 plus $7 shipping, $47. But I'm selling it for $20 and including the shipping. So the soft cover is $20 versus $47. And the hard cover is $30 versus $54. And I ask people, they can either call me and order this book, and a lot of people are ordering several copies at a time now to get it out, get this information out. You go look at it on the, you know, find out if you want to do this by going to the free download. You can look
how
at
many,
it.
How many pages are we talking about here, Charlotte?
Well, it's the 700 pages total. It looks like a phone book, but 400 pages are the actual chronological history, you know, going from 1850, I think, all the way through to the year 2000. And that is about 400. And then 300 pages are very, very important. They're appendices, actual documents, an index, glossary, which is great to help you understand the educational jargon, and et cetera. So 300 pages are appendices, very important, index, glossary, and I guess I have other parts. I just can't recall. But it's a beautiful book, and it looks like a phone book. And they're signed copies. My son put that on my website that I would sign all the copies. So I've had to remove all of them from their shrink wrap and sign all of them. But people are really going for it because the price is extremely good.
Yeah, that's a very good value because this is such an important book, just for the historical significance of it. I mean, what you've done is you've taken the quotes from these so-called educators themselves, from the social engineers, the Marxist academics, and you've basically condemned them in their own words.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, a lot of people ask me why I did the book, and I did the book. That was the other thing that happened. I kept being told, as all of your listeners are told, that's your opinion. And I got so tired after how many years, 25 years of doing research and being on a local board and all this and that. I said, look, I've had it. Okay, all right. I'm going to put all this stuff together.
Okay, hold it right there. Let's take a break. We got a couple more callers on the other side of the break. Folks, we're visiting with Charlotte Iserby. DeliberateDumbingDown.com is the website. Stay with us. We'll be back in a moment.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, we're visiting with Charlotte Iserby. She's the author of The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. She served with the Reagan administration, blew the whistle on the Sovietization of American education, and she's with us today to talk about her experiences and her you know, really the folks, the fact that we're living under communism. And it sounds like an alarmist thing to say until you understand what communism really is. And that's the problem, is people don't. People don't. People are largely in the dark. They're not paying attention. And this is why we're here, is to wake up the population. I want to go back to the phone lines, and we'll go to Idaho and talk to Vicki. By the way, the folks, the number, if you'd like to call in, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Vicki, good morning.
Good morning, Darren and Charlotte. And first I want to say that thank you to Charlotte, because she has just done such an incredible service to this country.
Yes.
And the research that I've done recently, I probably wouldn't have looked at it so closely had it not been for Charlotte's work that I've looked at.
Yeah, and Vicki has done a lot of research, Charlotte. Her website is just a wealth of material. Channelingreality.com, listeners. Channelingreality.com. So go ahead anyway, Rick, Vicki. I just want to put that in there.
Well, what I found out is that in 1966, Lyndon Johnson gave a speech about having the Soviet and the United States scientists work together. And between the two of them, the United States and the Soviet Union, they set up the International Institute for Applied Systems Analysis. And this institute, they are the ones that have been designing the systems. I know it, you know, because you know I'm a systems analyst, and I've been following all the systems designs of our government. And when they set up this institute in Vienna, and basically the way I found it, I was tracing the history of the Club of Rome.
Mm-hmm.
And this Aurelio Peachy, he was recruited by our own national security apparatus, you know, McGeorge Bundy. And so it was McGeorge Bundy and the son-in-law of Kozhenitsyn, or Kosinogen, whatever the premier was during that time, the premier of the Soviet Union. Anyway, and they work through Harvard. Harvard is the they produce the government bureaucrats, and they recycle through our government just the way that Goldman Sachs recycles through the Treasury. And they have this apparatus, you know, where the modeling for government is done probably at Harvard. And then, you know, the designs for the systems, the co-governing systems design probably occurs at the IIASA. And that's why you have our system of government has been Sovietized by these people, by this a treasonous organization that was set up by Johnson for the Great Society.
That's absolutely fascinating, Vicki. I really appreciate that research of yours, and I'm not as familiar with that Lyndon Johnson's activities there as you. I am familiar with, you know, the applied systems analysis and a lot of that that's been going on with the Soviets, and Leontief as well, Vasily Leontief, and the planning, programming, budgeting management systems. But this is wonderful. When you have a gal out there, I'm going to go to your website at channelingreality.com. And,
okay, hold it right there, Charlotte. Hour number two is about to begin, folks. We got to take a top of the hour break. Stay with us.
Introducing the new